Hoosier or Hoosier. You want to talk about a mountain Hoosier? What would you call somebody from out from who just came out of the mountains or who lived way back there and was really out of touch with people?
Yeah, we might have said Hoosier. Old Sager.
Mm-hmm.
Sager. I know we said. I know that Sager was you. Hoosier. I guess.
All right. Now, if someone was rushing you, you might say, "I just."
Don't hurry me. Don't rush me. Just be quiet. Be calm.
Yeah, or just a.
Just a minute.
All right. And someone wanted to know the distance from here to La Follette. He might ask you how.
How far is it to La Follette?
And someone wanted to know the number of times you go to Middleborough or something. Someone might say how.
How often do you go to Middlesbrough?
And you say, "Oh, I'm not going today." And someone agrees with you. Say, "I'm not."
I'm not either.
And this up here is my
void.
And this is
hair.
And if I didn't shave, I'd grow a
beard.
And this is my
ear.
Yes,
left ear.
And this is my
right ear.
And this is my
mouth.
And this whole thing around here is my
neck.
And right up in front is the
Adam's apple.
Or ever call anything else?
Larynx, throat, goozle.
Okay. And this is one
tooth.
And two
teeth.
And above the teeth are the
gums.
And this is the
palm.
And I make a
fist.
Make two
fists.
And the elbows, wrists, shoulders are all
part of the arm.
Or
joined.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You might say I have pains in the when you have rheumatism. Or,
pains in my joints.
Yeah, that's what I meant. And then this is my
chest.
And these are my
shoulders.
And this is one
hand.
Two
hands.
And this whole thing is my
leg.
Yeah, and at the bottom of the leg is the
foot.
Two
feet.
And you get kicked here, you get kicked here.
Shin.
And the back of your leg, the person gets down on his, he's working out in a tobacco field or something, you might be looking for bugs on insects on the leaves, and he might sit down on the back part of his legs.
You know what we call it? Hunkers.
Yeah, sure. And you used the word weakly before for someone. Is there another word you might use besides that?
Sick. No, puny.
Okay. And if a person's able to lift, say, the back of a wagon all by himself, say, my,
he's really strong. Stout.
Okay. And what about the word common?
Ordinary.
All right. Common. That's just what I mean. Mm-hmm. Now, can it ever be used in a complimentary sense? Calling someone common? I mean, if you call someone...
Yes. Meaning that the person isn't affected, you know, that he's...
Yeah.
Not lost the common touch.
But if you said some... But you could it also be used in an uncomplimentary sense.
Well, more often than not, it's uncomplimentary.
For example. Mm-hmm. Could you just give me a sentence in which you might use that in an uncomplimentary way?
Well, just referring to somebody of, you know, questionable character. Well, she's just a common person. A common property or something like that.
Okay. And if someone's able to get around a lot, especially someone much older, you'd say, oh, she's really...
She's really pert for her age.
Okay, that's just fine. And if, say, a little boy wants the light on at night because he's what of the dark?
He doesn't want the light on?
He does want it on. He wants the light on.
Oh, he wants the light on. He's afraid of the dark.
All right. And child, you tell a child, well, you might not be afraid of the dark, but you used to be afraid of the dark. And the child might argue and say, no, I didn't.
I didn't used to be afraid of the dark.
And the opposite of careful is?
Careless.
And now this word you were telling me about before, for strange?
Queer.
Yeah.
Queer.
All right. And you would say, how old were you, would you say, when you made the adjustment from the term using the pronunciation queer to...
When I started to high school, I had a real good sophomore English teacher.
Uh-huh.
She was the best. She put her finger, you know, when we...